the night before Pesach, we do Bdikas Chometz, and we should make the Bdika in the beginning of the night, as early as possible, into the night. And therefore you're not allowed to eat or do any malacha even a half hour before the night. If you're hungry, eat earlier. The Ikya din in that half hour beforehand, you're allowed to eat small amounts of fruit or up to kebetza of pasta, half a slice of bread. Once the Zman Bdika comes, one should avoid doing anything other than the Bdika. Zavimayr, and right away go home. Sometimes people come home and they have all kinds of things they do before the Bdika. You should have everything set up. If somebody's putting away the pieces of bread, all that should be done before one comes back from Mayav and immediately do the Bdika. The Bdika should not be done with a torch. It should be done with one candle, not an Hadolah candle. One can use a flashlight also. The Bdika is in any place there's a shash that Chumis was brought in there. Even if it's not the normal place the person would eat, but sometimes he walks around with his food in the middle of the meal, or he goes to take things in the middle of the meal, all those places needed. Or the children in the household, any place that the children can get to. It's the fact that children that are not careful what they do with the food, all those places need a different service. There's a Rosh Hashiva that used to not check all of his farm, because Mika didn't, you don't have to. So one year he saw that he opened up one of his farm and saw one of these lachmit, big chometz sticker things inside. One of the kids put it over there. So everything depends according to the minute. Yeah. There was one family that didn't have any more old-fashioned air conditioners. It's a window mounted. So the first time it was warm, it was Chol HaMoed. They turned it on, a bunch of pretzels came flying out. So, Kol HaChad Lefi, Minig HaMishpocha.